5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, it's 1930 UTC. You're listening to another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, just because meine Messer ist rot mit Blut. Today, I have decided not to go back to Lake Cunningham and look for beavers. Instead, I've come to the OPPD Arboretum once again. I'm looking for marmots, sort of. Don't really see any. There's a strange pile of dirt right here, like, somebody been digging? I don't know. Anyway, I'm walking up Marmot Alley. I probably should take my sunglasses off, put on my Mott spotting glasses, and we're ready to rock. I'm actually going to approach some of these dens here. See if we can find anybody hanging out. So far, I'm not seeing much. Yeah, no. This den is completely covered with leaves. It is not being used. So we'll walk up the hill a little bit here. Once again, it's a fairly decent day. Surprisingly, it's about, I don't know, about 65 degrees Fahrenheit, maybe a little less. And checking out this other den, it also has leaves in front of it. I don't think there's any mottis in these dens. Yeah, there's leaves in all of these holes. Where could our mottis be? So it's warm, not much of a breeze, and it's a nice clear day. My heel hurts, either still or again, I'm not quite sure. And it just occurred to me that I did not bring my camera. Oh, brother. So this means that we're probably going to see something pretty awesome and not be able to take any pictures of it to prove that it actually happened. Damn it. And I was... I hate it when I do stupid stuff like this. Because at one point in time, when I was putting on my clothes, I was like, okay, now I gotta go get my keys and my glasses and my wallet and my camera, and we can go. And of course, somehow I managed to forget the camera. No, brother. Alright, well, no use crying over spilt milk. So I am in the forest now. Not too far from the interstate. You can probably hear the cars and trucks zipping by. I'm walking down the V path, looking around in the forest, having a good time. We haven't gotten in any rain in a while, so I don't think we're going to find much in the way of mushrooms. Why can't I stand up? What's happening? The ground is very soft here, so much so that I'm having difficulty walking. And it is because there's some kind of subterranean creature making little tunnels. Must be moles or something. Alright, so before I walk up the other arm of the V path, I'm just gonna snake over here and check out this other footbridge. You know, the one that sometimes we can find mottis under, especially in the spring. I'm also looking down into the little creek. It's pretty dry. I don't see any tracks. And there's nobody hanging out here on the bridge today. But I'm going to get on it here and I'm going to look over the edge. Wow, why is all this worn down? It looks like somebody's been walking around in here. Like there's a little path or something. What is going on here? Interesting. Alright, well, we'll see. Have to see what this develops into. Very interesting. Okay. Oh, yeah. Ouchie, much ouchie. Let's head back into the forest and see what we can find. If we can find anything. Well, let's see. What have I been doing? Oh, last night I don't even know why I was doing this, other than I guess I was just bored. About midnight, I picked up my pocket chip and I fired up Pico 8 and I started drawing sprites. Kind of big ones. The 2x2 type of sprites. Which means they are... What's the resolution on these big sprites? I think it's 16 by 16 pixels. And I made... Oh, I made a telephone. Why? I don't know. I made a phone. I made another rubber duck. I made a nickel. Meaning, you know, the 5-cent coin. I made a cherry bomb, and what else? There was one other: the phone, the duck, the nickel, the cherry bomb, and there was something else. I don't remember what it was now. And why did I make these? I don't know. I guess I just felt like drawing in very, very low resolution. But I did save this stuff, and I don't know why. Just because, you know, it was a half an hour of drawing, I thought, oh, I better save this in case I want this for anything. Or I suppose I could do something with these little graphic bits. I just don't know what. Something to do with ducks and telephones. Call it duck call. I don't know. I thought I heard something walking around. Up here in the forest. And I'm looking. I heard it again. Oh, nope. It's a lady and her very large dog. Apparently, a German Shepherd. No wonder it sounded like a deer. He's a very sniffy dog. He's sniffing the ground. He's having a real good time doing outdoor adventures. Although I could have sworn that that sound was on the other side of me. Who knows? Yeah, maybe I'm gonna go up there. I'm turning around. I'm on a footbridge. Just another footbridge. I'm going to walk up this path that goes up next to the creek. This leads to the backside of the secret mushroom area. And it also gets us up closer to the interstate. Not that we need to be closer to the interstate or anything. But lots of deer like to hide back here. Okay, so what's going on back here in the forest? You know, that's the other thing I don't understand. If it hasn't... Everything looks wet. It's not wet, it's just... I don't know. So I guess I should be sort of looking for mushrooms too, maybe. I don't know. Oh boy, do I really want to walk up here any further? There's all these little plants. I don't know what they are, but they make little burrs. And if I walk through here, I'm going to be covered in burrs. Look at this. Here's some of those, what appear to be scarlet cups on a log. These might be eyelash cups, kind of like we saw in Tranquility Park the other day. Interesting, interesting. I'm going to have to check that log in the spring. I'm looking around because I still suspect deer. Where are my deer buddies? I haven't seen my deer buddies out here in quite a while. Although we haven't been here for a while either. We haven't been here in at least a week. Possibly longer. And I'm not seeing any dudes. No dudes. Although, what's down here on this log? What's on this log? Some kind of polypore. There's some mushrooms on this log. Very interesting. And there's some more on the end of the log. Interesting, interesting. Okay. The cool thing about this is all the leaves are, well, not all, but there's enough leaves off of all the bushes that I can actually see across the creek into my secret mushroom area. Dun, dun, dun. And we're just walking around looking for stuff. Looking for interesting stuff. Oh, ow, ow, ow. Okay, so I was watching TV, and I don't remember what I was watching. It's not very important. And I saw a commercial for a brand new show coming out. I don't remember if it's this fall or this soon. And this is a television show called Shooter. And I think it's on one of the basic cable channels, a TBS or who knows, I don't care. Yes, Shooter. And this is a television show based on the movie of the same title, starring Mark Wahlberg. When did that come out? 10 years ago? 15 years ago? I don't know. Which is in turn was based on a novel entitled Point of Impact. Why is this significant? Well, it isn't necessarily, other than I have a long history with this franchise. And not because I'm particularly interested in the subject matter or the character or anything, but only because some other people were. You will often hear me discuss my friend Doug. Me and Doug do all kinds of crazy stuff. And, oh geez, how long ago has it been? 20 years ago? I was out playing snooker with my friend Doug. And he started talking about this book. He's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I got this book from Tony. Tony, who I may or may not have mentioned before, was a friend of Doug's. So I know this guy through Doug. And Tony recommended a book called Point of Impact to Doug. Doug read it. And he was talking about it this one night. So we talked about it enough that he said, well, you're going to have to read it. I said, yeah, okay. You know, I love to read. I like books. I can knock a novel out in a couple of days. And so I read this book, Point of Impact. And it was a little overwrought. It was, it's not one of those books that's going to be a literature prize-winning book. You know, this is a pulp novel. And I didn't particularly think the writing was that good. It's that kind of thing. It's just, It's just a book, a bulk book. One of those things that's, I don't even know how to describe it. You know, it's not an intellectual piece of work. It's not literature. It's just entertainment. It's the male equivalent of a Harlequin romance novel. You know what I mean? Alright, well, I'm looking for Mahdi still, and I don't see any in their usual spot over here. Maybe we should go over here and look at the creek. Yeah, anyway. So, I read this book, and yeah, it did entertain me. I thought there were some parts of it. Oh, there goes Mr. Bunny Rabbit. Hoppity hops. It's escaping from me. Hi, see you later. So I read this book, and yeah, it was entertaining. I mean, it had no redeeming value. There's nothing in it that you're not going to learn anything from it. But still, the funny thing is it had enough talking points. And of course, a book called Point of Impact, or a movie called Shooter, is obviously about guns and the results of guns and other gun-related things. And this is what sparked some debate between Tony and Doug, which in turn got me reading this book. And so this went on for a while. It must have been a month or 6 weeks where whenever we got together, the three of us, or even just those two guys, this is all they would talk about is this book and how kind of hokey it is and weird and stupid. Because, I mean, come on, the main character's name is Bob Lee Swagger. I mean, there's no attempt to even make anything about this book subtle. And there's a couple of episodes in the book that are really questionable. At one point in time, a small town sheriff gets shot at point blank range with a shotgun, but it's bird shot. Oh, we had to discuss that forever. That went on for hours. We'd be playing pool, we'd be out to eat, we'd be at a bar, and blah, blah, blah. This is all we'd be talking about, is this stupid book. And you know, this is one of those books where it's a throwaway airplane novel. It's a throwaway summer beach read, okay? It's just a junk book. And then, after we read it, and once we got it out of our system, we didn't even talk about it anymore. And then, some years after that, we find out that it's being made into a movie. And yes, this is the movie Shooter, and it's starring Mark Wahlberg as Bob Lee Swagger. Oh, and so that started a whole new round of blah. But as all movies based on novels are, it was very condensed and left out a lot of things from the book. And so there was no, you know, close range shotgun incident. Characters were left out. Some things were simplified, but sort of the main points were still hit to create this movie Shooter. Is the movie any good? Kind of. It's a decent standalone type of thing. If you don't know the history of the story, if you're not familiar with the franchise, yeah, it's okay. It's on TV all the time. I watch it often when it's on. You know, I don't usually sit down and watch it beginning to end, but you know, I have it on when I'm doing other stuff. And I've probably seen it 10 or a dozen times. So, about a week ago, I started seeing commercials. They're going to make a television show. You know, so they're watering the story down further. Now they're going to make a television show out of this. And so I had to get on my computer, email Doug. Oh my God. They're making Shooter into a television show. And the next morning I got a message back from Doug saying, oh yeah, I actually heard about this back in the spring. And this show was supposed to come out and be on TV sometime like this summer or something. But it got pushed back because of the various shootings that were in the news. You know, there's so many cops shooting black people, cops getting out of hand stuff, remember? So they didn't put the show out just because they thought there'd be too much backlash or something. So now, 6 to 8 months later, the TV show Shooter is going to be on TV. Will I watch this television show? It is unlikely. I might turn it on once just to see what's up, but just from the trailers and commercials that I've seen for it already, I can tell that I'm going to hate it and I'm just going to complain because it is a complete escape from the canon. You know, in this... what do I mean by that? Well, they've changed the character of Bob Lee Swagger up so much that it's not going to make much sense. I don't know how they're going to excuse this or how they're going to rationalize these changes, but in the TV show, he's got a family and two kids, you know, wife, two kids, and so what? No, Bob Lee Swagger is a crazy old loner who lives up in the mountains, blah, 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 you know, by himself. So I don't know. I don't know the timeline of this. I don't know if they're rebooting the story and Bob Lee Swagger has to save the president from being assassinated, or if this is going to be after the events of the movie or slash book. Who knows? All I know is, once a franchise gets this far, it's absolutely horrible. I mean, television is bad enough. I mean, you really gotta water stuff down to put it on TV. And whereas I could tolerate the book, and once it got watered down into a movie, I could... I was tolerant of the movie too. I'm going to be intolerant of the TV show, so I'll be sure not to see it. I'm walking by the yellow jelly tree. Thought I saw something. I did not. Okay, so what else? Shouldn't I be watching football? Is there football today? I don't know. There's not much going on out here. I was going to say, I can't even find any squirrels, but now I can see a squirrel. He's in this tree right over here. Yappa, 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 yappa. Crazy squirrels. There's not much bird action going on down here. We probably should have gone to Herrenhaven instead, but I don't know. I've been to Herrenhaven a million times in the last 6 days. Maybe we should go back there during golden hour. Find that fox, I don't know. But I'll get my hands all cold. And that's when you say, well, wear gloves, you dumbass. No. I do not wear gloves. I'm not sure why that is. It's not necessarily a moral stance or a practical stance, I don't think. I've never really thought about it. But yeah, I don't wear gloves. When I was younger, when I was a little kid, I didn't wear gloves either, but I did wear mittens. And mittens make more sense, logically. Your hands will stay warmer if you're wearing mittens over gloves. Gloves, yeah, they separate your fingers, and you think, oh, each finger has its own little coat it can wear, and you know, that'll keep you warmer. No. All gloves do is insulate your fingers from each other. And being as you're generating heat, you don't want to do that. And so when you wear mittens, you get to keep all that heat concentrated in, on your fingers. They will help each, keep each other warm. And that's why, if you check back through history, and of all the indigenous people who live where it's very cold, they all have mittens, not gloves. So, you know, that should tell you something. When in doubt, look towards the indigenous peoples. I'm wondering if I should walk up this part of the path. Oh, am I going to get all burry? Probably. It doesn't look like there's anything back there anyway. The deer path. I don't know. Maybe we should just go up there and just go in and out real quick. I'm going to have to pick burrs off of all my clothes when I get home. Ooh, yeah, here's some oyster mushrooms. There's a dead tree. And we got oyster mushrooms growing out of the roots. Very cool. I'm glad I walked up here after all. Let's keep going. And there's this tiny clearing. Now we walk up here all the time in the spring. Once summer comes along, you can't get through here just because there's too much foliage. But now we can kind of get through here again. So, well, hell, let's just take the whole path. It's not like it takes very long. This path sort of got shortened once that tree fell up here and blocked it. And this is the path that I run into deer on all the time in the spring. And that's where the deer like to hide, right over there. I don't see any today. I haven't seen any deer in here in a while, since spring. Here's a tree with a load of auricularia on it, kind of fresh. Meaning like the last flush, whenever it rained. I'm still looking deep into the forest, looking for dudes. Not seeing any. I wish I could go that way, but the tree is blocking me. Alright, so walking down this little deer path, and it puts me back onto the main people path right here, right in front of this little footbridge. So we'll turn back.